This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by a representative from DriversEd.com. We've talked to this lady in the past about other things, and I'm really interested to hear about DriversEd.com. Also, a little later on in the program, we'll be joined by Brent Gruber, who is the Senior Director of Automotive Quality at J.D. Power. They recently came out with a survey of multimedia systems in vehicles, which ones are the best out there, the easiest to use, the most intuitive. Just about all new vehicles have some sort of multimedia interface, and some of them you need an awful lot of guidance to make your way through it in the first few times that you use it, but others are much more simple to use. So we're going to find out who were the winners and who were the losers in the survey. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the regular number. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email, it's bob@boblongradio.com. Well, Laura Adams joins us right now. She's a safety and education analyst with DriversEd.com. Laura, welcome back to the program. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, let's tell folks a little bit about DriversEd.com. It's not a site I was aware of until your team sent me some information on it, but why don't you kind of give us a little verbal walk around the site?
DriversEd.com is the number one online driving school. So they are a fantastic resource no matter if you're a teenager, adult, or a mature driver. They offer a lot of fantastic safety tips and actual courses to develop safe, confident drivers. So maybe you got a traffic ticket and you're looking to get some points taken off your record, or maybe, you know, you're learning to drive for the very first time, or maybe you just want a discount on your auto insurance and you want to get some education in order to qualify for that education discount. This is where you go to get all of that done. So not only do they have courses that you can take online, but you can get in the car. They have instructors that do in-car driving lessons as well, depending on where you live. Yeah, so I would definitely encourage people to check them out. They're all things driving education and driving safety.
That sounds great. Of course, these days, there are so many distractions that are interfering with driver safety. I mean, we're not supposed to text on the road, but you see it every day. You see people at lights. I call it gaposis. When a light turns green, there's usually a few seconds before people realize it has turned green because everybody's got their nose in their multimedia device.
You're so true. That's exactly what happens. It's like it takes a second for people to realize, oh, I'm supposed to be looking up instead of looking down and trying to hide my phone in my lap.
Yeah.
But it happens, and this is something that we really encourage parents to observe their behavior. You know, what are these distractions especially while you've got kids in the car, they're watching you. And if you are somebody who is driving distracted kind of as the norm, and that could be a smartphone, it could be eating while you're driving, putting makeup on while you're driving, any number of things can be distracted driving, but you don't want to model those behaviors to young kids. And they really are watching you from, you know, the time they're very young. So these are the types of behaviors we need to curb, not only for our own safety, but so we can model to young people how they should be reacting and being aware behind the wheel.
You know, that's really great that you're doing that at driversed.com, because it is true. Kids do watch what their parents are doing, and most of the parents are doing it, so they're setting them up for trouble. Because teenagers, let's talk about young drivers. Teenagers, of course, these days, people seem to be delaying getting their license a little bit later than decades ago, but nevertheless, still a good number of folks get it around 16, 17 years of age. But as far as distractions, boy, between tablets and smartphones, between music, between having other kids the same age in the car, all these things can add up to big trouble.
They really can, and I think one of the best things that parents can do with young drivers, and I would say even, you know, before they're driving, maybe their preteen years, begin communicating with them as they're driving, you know, telling kids why they're doing certain things, kind of explaining and educating why you're doing something as a driver, so that they begin to sort of get the point of view of the driver and begin to think about why you make certain decisions, you know, why you use a blinker, why you maintain a safe distance from the car in front of you, you know, why you don't talk on the phone when you get in the car. All of these things are really great opportunities when you're in the car to teach. You know, using that time together as a lesson is a great way to prepare a teen to get behind the wheel. And as you mentioned, they are starting later, so that can be a good thing in some cases. Maybe there's some extra years of maturity there by the time that they do get their license, and certainly it is a little cheaper to insure them as well.
That's
as they
true.
Get older.
That is very true, and I know there are, for those folks who are lucky enough to be around some of the high-performance driving schools like Bob Bondurant out in Chandler/Phoenix, Arizona, or Skip Barber, who has schools in Connecticut and other places, it's sometimes a good investment on the behalf of a parent to, you know, once their child does get licensed, to bring them to one of these schools, because this is where they can learn evasive maneuvering and driving in wet conditions and snow conditions, and it really does so in a very safe environment.
Yeah, that's terrific. And I do think if parents are teaching kids on their own, they need to make sure that they do increase the variety of situations. You know, in so many cases, it's just sort of driving to school, driving home, driving between church and the grocery store, and sort of these common paths that we take. So they don't get a chance to maybe drive in inclement weather. They're not driving at night. They're not driving on the highway. So anything that you can do to increase the variety of the situation and kind of break up the routine as you're teaching teens, that will certainly help them. And, of course, you know, if you don't feel comfortable doing that as a parent, make sure you're using a company like driversed.com to get kids prepared and, you know, get them ready to take the test, both the written test and the driving test.
Absolutely. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. And Laura Adams is with us from driversed.com. If you have a question, we'd love to hear from you. Or you can shoot us an email at bob@autoworldradio.com. Let's talk about some of the other things regarding Driver's Ed. Years ago, it used to be part of high school curriculum at a public high school. I understand a lot of those programs have been cut in recent years, and that puts more pressure on parents to do the instruction or to have to to pay to go to a specialty school. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about that and more with our good friend Laura Adams. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Laura Adams is with us. She is working out with DriversEd.com. the number one online driving school. And I didn't realize this, but 94% of road incidents are caused by driver decisions and attitudes behind the wheel. That's quite a number there, Laura. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, it is amazing when you think about the fact that most of the accidents that we get into and the deaths that occur on the road are due to attitudes and behaviors. So, you know, this can be everything from driving while you're drowsy, you haven't had a good night's sleep. It could be an attitude about how you're handling your time behind the wheel. Are you eating? Are you distracted? Are you, you know, doing makeup? Are you doing other things? Some people are even reading, literally reading a book while they're sitting in traffic on the highway. And we've all seen that. You know, if you've been commuting and you've seen people, you can, you know, certainly get into trouble when you're creeping along on the highway. But the deadly accidents and things that are happening that are really affecting us are when we're traveling at high rates of speed. So we definitely need to be very careful, making sure that we are clear-headed when we're driving, aware, alert. And not using technology is a big part of that. So I encourage everybody to get into their car and put their phone in the glove box. Don't even put it on the seat next to you where it could be any type of a distraction. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're going at high speeds, think about how much ground that you can cover in just a few seconds. If you're going 55 miles an hour, you're covering 80 feet a second. So that means just looking down for 4 or 5 seconds at a text message on your phone means that you've covered the distance of a football field. So a lot can happen over that short period of time when you're driving fast. Even, you know, just driving the speed limit, this is not a time to even glance down at your phone. So these are all the attitudes and mindsets that we need to be aware of. And really make sure that we're looking out for ourselves and everybody else on the road.
It's so true. Of course, we've got all the great auto technology today that's out there. Different vehicles have some real incredible capabilities, including the capability that it will stop a vehicle, let's say Subaru, with their eyesight system will actually, if you're engaged and it's like a cruise control mode, but if you're in stop and go traffic, it will brake and come to a complete stop and then start it up again. I remember experiencing that first in a BMW expensive car, a 7 Series, and it's kind of an eerie feeling because, you know, you want to trust the machine, but on the other hand, you know, I know my own foot was hovering over the brake pedal because, of course, the vehicle belonged to BMW and not to myself, and I didn't want anything to happen.
Yeah, you know, and if you can turn technology from the culprit to the cure, you know, that's another way that we can at least get teens involved and you know, let them use their smartphone, but use it in a healthy way. For instance, there is the Mentor for Families app. Driver's Ed and eDriving.com has this terrific app that works almost like a coach for new drivers. So once you've installed the app on your phone, it will run during each trip that you make. And so it'll track your speed, your braking, and whether you're contacting, you know, your phone, whether you're touching it and moving it or not. So it's a great way for teens to learn about their own driving behavior as well as to keep mom and dad in touch with what those kids are doing while they're on the road. They can actually monitor their teen's learning progress and make sure that they're learning to be a safe driver from the very first day.
Excellent. Another thing that we should remind folks, if you've recently moved or if you travel between states quite often, is that you should familiarize yourself with the traffic laws, not only in your state, but like I said, if you live in New England and folks in Massachusetts are always running up to New Hampshire or Vermont or down to Connecticut or Rhode Island or down where I'm living right now. And in the south, in Florida, there are a lot of rules that are not enforced down here. Like riding a motorcycle, you don't have to have a helmet on, which you know, having spent 90% of my life in the greater Boston area, I know I find just mind-boggling when I see people driving on motorcycles without helmets. But getting to know those traffic laws is very important, including right on red.
It is, and even using your phone while driving can be very different from one town to the next within a state. So understanding that, you know, in some places, even holding a phone, even if you're not using it or talking on it, even using it for GPS purposes is against the law and can result in some pretty hefty fines. So the best thing is to leave it, you know, even being hands-free is not perfect because you are still mentally distracted, but certainly have some kind of a device in your car, a cradle where you can put your phone, or as I mentioned, if you can, just put it in the glove box and put it away. That's one way that you're not going to be tempted to use it at all.
I know we're going to cars. I myself am not a particular fan simply because I enjoy driving and kind of a motorhead, so I would not be somebody who would be a first or early adapter of that type of vehicle. There is a market for it, but you know, there's a disagreement among manufacturers about how far off we are from that in reality, but that's going to pose some challenges as well, as you hear all the time about different manufacturers with autonomous vehicles right now. Tesla's, for example, having accidents all over the place.
Yeah, there's so much that is going to change, you know, from insurance to how we're instructed to drive with these autonomous vehicles. So it really is going to change the game. So I think what we'll see is a slow move over. You know, as you mentioned, there are some vehicles that are already using some autonomous features, whether it's braking for you when you're on the highway at low speeds, or even, you know, backing into a parking space, parallel parking. There seem to be more and more autonomous features being included in cars. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see if that does just continue as sort of a gradual process, or if all of a sudden we have completely autonomous cars on the road. That will really change the game. But I can't wait. I'll be the first one to have an autonomous vehicle. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, and I've heard some things that are in development that may or may not come to fruition, but, you know, I find them rather humorous. There's one that if you're driving in a particular area, might be a not-so-nice area of town, a seedy area of town, the shady side of town, you can, instead of seeing the scenery of the bad neighborhood, you know, all of a sudden have scenes of Napa, California being projected on the windows, so you're kind of in Never Never Land. It's kind of interesting technology. Laura, we're going to finish up with you on the other side of this quick news break, and then more around the corner. I'm Bob Long.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBHBExtract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
USA Radio News. Florence has weakened to a tropical depression, but officials warn of dangerous flooding from inland rivers. FEMA's Jeffrey Byard.
This storm had the potential and has destroyed infrastructure. We know we have isolated road closures, multiple road closures from both interstates all the way down to county and local roads.
The biggest immediate concern is flash flooding. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster.
If you're in a low-lying area, you need to leave and go somewhere else.
The rivers are overflowing with rain from North Carolina. Colonel Alvin Taylor heads the state's Natural Resources Agency.
Still on the same time frame of those rivers starting to rise sometime Tuesday into Tuesday night, Wednesday, the Waccamaw River Basin may actually be delayed into Wednesday.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man. How you driving Cadillac there?
We're finishing up this time around with Laura Adams, safety and education analyst with DriversEd.com. She's given us some great information and told us all about the site. And Laura, let's talk insurance for a moment. I notice a lot of insurance companies seem to be doing some interesting things, including, you know, giving deep discounts for people who don't drive very far. That's long overdue. And matter of fact, some insurance companies are giving owners of vehicles like an OBD2 device that will plug right into your vehicle and monitor your driving habits. And there is a huge swing. I know just recently myself, just looking into some auto insurance for our family here, you know, the quote differences between one company and another can be tremendous. Laura? Well, we may have lost. Laura, are you with us? Well, looks like Laura left early, so everybody check out DriversEd.com. Now we go to the gentleman we've all been waiting to talk to, Brent Grupper, the Senior Director of Automotive Quality Practice with J.D. Power and Associates. Brent, thank you for your time. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Bob. Good evening.
This is a great survey that you guys have done, a great study about in-car media technology. we're finally getting to see some improvement. And a matter of fact, some automakers, very strong improvement. And I know you've come up with some lists that we'll talk about, but in-car multimedia technology is both wonderful and it also can be very, very frustrating. I remember going back to the introduction of some of these systems, BMW's iDrive system. It was introduced on a BMW 7 Series, and I, being the car geek that I am, will not only look at sometimes the outside of a parked vehicle, but I'll look in the inside, and I can't tell you how many vehicles I saw that had the owner's manual open and right there on the multimedia section so they could refer to it as they were driving along in their new vehicle.
Yeah, you said it very well. It can be both a blessing and a curse. It's great technology. Consumers certainly like it when it works as it's supposed to. But when it doesn't, it certainly can cause a lot of problems and frustration.
And a lot of vehicles don't have redundant controls. For example, you know, years ago you could turn the radio volume up and down with a knob, you know, the heater or air conditioning up and down with a knob, and some companies are good with having both the digital multimedia way of doing those things as well as an old-fashioned knob if you just want to grab it quickly, and that's something that I applaud.
Yeah, I think our research has shown that there's, you know, a preference for multiple different solutions. You know, some people certainly prefer the old knobs and dials, and some people prefer, you know, voice commands, and some prefer, you know, touch-sensitive screens. So I think there's a lot of different options out there, and some manufacturers have done a really good job of incorporating some of those redundant options to serve all customers.
That's great. Well, let's talk about this latest study from J.D. Power. I understand you took a look at the first 90 days of ownership when it comes to multimedia systems. Tell us more.
Yeah, so at J.D. Power, we do obviously a number of automotive studies, one of which is our flagship initial quality study, which looks at quality experience within the first 90 days of ownership, like you said. So we do a really in-depth investigation into some of the problems that customers experience with their vehicles across the entire vehicle within those 90 days. So some of those first, issues that start to arise. Like I said, we look at it across the entire vehicle, so we measure all the different component categories, so whether it's seating or HVAC or exterior and engine transmission, and multimedia is one of those component categories that we look at in more depth. And so we split out that initial quality study into those component categories and then kind of dive deeper into those areas. Multimedia is one of those that we've taken a look at in more detail recently. Just this past week, we released our multimedia quality and satisfaction study. So we've got some results hot off the press from that study last week.
That's great. And this is determined by the number of problems experienced per 100 vehicles, with the lower score reflecting higher quality. In the area of small mass market vehicles, which vehicle took home the crown there?
So we have 8 different award categories, depending on the size of the vehicle. We have small, compact, mid-size, and large. We have it for mass market, and we have it for the premium side as well. Obviously, a lot of premium vehicles are going to contain content that some of the mass market vehicles don't simply include. On the small segment side, the Kia Rio was the highest quality vehicle for multimedia. And I should say, Bob, that when we look at multimedia, we're really talking about the audio, communication, entertainment, and navigation technologies of the vehicle. Mm-hmm. So the types of technologies that would allow us to listen to music or place hands-free calls or use the navigation system, those types of technologies.
Absolutely. So, so important. How about in the mass market compact segment? Who did well there?
Yeah, so on the compact side, another Kia vehicle. This time it was the Forte. That was the highest quality vehicle within the compact segment.
Very good. And I'm glad to see in the midsize mass market a vehicle that I'm a fan of, the Ford Mustang, took the crown. And here's a car that has improved tremendously because since its initial introduction as a 2015 model, they've really redesigned and done a lot of great things with Ford's sync system, and it's not such a headache like it used to be.
That's right. Yep. Yeah. We heard a lot from consumers when sync was first released. There were some challenges, some confusing menu options with the sync technology, but that's completely turned around. And like you mentioned, the Ford Mustang received the award within the midsize mass market category. In fact, among the 8 award recipients, the Ford Mustang had the highest quality multimedia system. So this is a situation where something that was once detrimental for Ford with the sync system is now a big advantage within the industry.
That's great. How about large mass market vehicles? Who did well there?
Yeah, this was another Ford vehicle, the Ford Taurus. So another car for Ford. It just beat out one of its brand mates, which was the Ford Expedition, but the Ford Taurus had the highest quality in the large mass market segment.
Very good. And Ford for years had been experimenting a lot with kind of touch-sensitive buttons, but thank God they've moved away from that. And with two victories here, that's a great sign. In the small premium area, boy, there's a lot of competitors out there. Which is the one that did the best? When we come back on the other side, we're going to hear that from Brent. See, I get so excited sometimes I don't look at the clock and realize we're up against a break, but we are. So we'll take a pit stop and then more with Brent around the corner on Bob Long.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here. We're live all across South America on great radio stations like the one you're listening to right this minute now. You also, of course, have the option when you're away from your local station to tune us in anytime at gcnlive.com, where you can also listen in podcast form. You can also listen in archive form. You can listen in on-demand form. So we got you covered when it comes to all those things and more. We've got a very special guest with us, Brent Gruber, Senior Director, Automotive Quality Practice with J.D. Power. We're talking about a recent hot-off-the-press survey all about multimedia performance in vehicles. And Brent is giving us the inside scoop here on the vehicles that really, really did well in this particular survey. And Brent, I believe we're in the small premium market, there's a highly competitive segment. Who stood out there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on the premium side, this is where we start to certainly add a lot more features and technologies. So the risk for problems rises with premium vehicles. So the fact that these premium vehicles who receive these awards really stand out from the crowd. In the small premium segment, the BMW 2 Series was the highest quality model.
Very good. Excellent. I haven't had an opportunity to drive a 2 Series yet, but looking forward to checking it out one of these days. How about staying in the premium section, compact premium?
So compact premium, high-performance vehicle here, the Porsche 718. Was the highest quality vehicle in the compact premium segment. The one of the problems that tends to vex the entire industry, voice recognition quality. So misinterpreting commands is a typical problem that we see within the industry, and the Porsche 718 did really well in that particular area. That's why it stands out in the segment.
Excellent. And for those who may not be familiar with that name, 718, it's a new one. We're talking about what used to be called the Boxster in convertible form, the Cayman in coupe form, and, of course, anything that Porsche makes. When you're sitting inside a Porsche, you're a very lucky individual, because you can tell that this thing has been put together by hand. It's extraordinarily well done. How about in the mid-size premium segment?
So in the mid-size premium segment, we have another Ford Motor Company vehicle. This makes it three for Ford Motor Company. The Lincoln Continental was the highest quality vehicle in that segment by a narrow margin over the Chevrolet Corvette. But nonetheless, the Lincoln Continental received the award in the midsize premium segment. And this is another vehicle that does particularly well in voice recognition. So I mentioned, Bob, a short time ago before the break, that this is based off of data from our initial quality study. We look at total quality across the entire vehicle and measure a lot of different problems. The number one problem that we measure, or the highest frequency, is voice recognition. So the Lincoln Continental does particularly well in the area that happens to be the most prevalent problem in the industry.
That's very good, Brent, and certainly appreciated by all consumers, the work that you guys do. The Lincoln Continental is new to the lineup. You don't see too many of them on the road yet. I know they sell them in China, and it's a little bit more of a throwback to Lincolns of past years. I believe it's got a crazy, I have not had the opportunity to drive one of these either, but it's got like, I believe a 28-way power driver and passenger seat. That I'm going to check out one of these days. And now we move up to the large premium market leader.
Yeah, the large premium, the final segment, the award recipients in that segment is the BMW 7 Series. So that makes two for BMW on the premium side, with the 2 Series and the 7 Series. And the BMW 7 Series is one that performed very well across all of the measures of multimedia quality. So no one particular area stood out. It does really well across the board. And I think, Bob, you can see that there are some multiple award recipients from manufacturers. And this is one of those areas where there's a lot of commonality across vehicle models. So manufacturers will utilize a similar approach or similar technologies from one vehicle to another. So when that technology works really well, it's a big benefit to the manufacturers when they apply it to other models. So you have multiple award recipients here for BMW and Ford and Kia.
Yeah, very good news indeed. And the 7 Series, which was one of the originators, as I said at the top, one of the more difficult systems ever engineered into a vehicle in previous generations. It's great that they've turned it around from being really a pain in the backside to being a leader and a winner in this category. And the voice recognition is a very important feature, as is navigation technology. I find that the navigation technology at times in certain vehicles can be really quite a ways off. I mean, it can tell you to take a right turn and then you'll go by that street, and then a quarter or a half mile down the road, you know, it's basically telling you to reroute, where it didn't really give you the cue that this was the proper right to take. Or I have heard and seen and experienced myself some very unusual things with navigation systems, and it's such an important, I know everybody these days tends to use their smartphone for navigation, but personally, I think smartphones are just distracted driving, as we were talking about in the first half hour of the program. Distracted driving at its best, that's what you get when using a multimedia device while driving, looking between your legs or propped up on the steering wheel, or if you get a holder and have it up on the dashboard. It's nothing like having the navigation system built into the vehicle.
Yeah, a lot of these technologies are designed to minimize distraction, but if they don't work well, they sometimes compound the problem. So that's why it's so important for these technologies to work the way they're supposed to help reduce a lot of that confusion or problems with the complexity while customers or owners are driving their vehicles.
Let's talk a little bit about J.D. Power. Many folks, of course, are aware of the surveys that we talk about here on the show. But you guys are a global company, and you do all kinds of things. Kind of give us an overview of all the different types of evaluations and surveys that you do for different businesses.
Yeah, sure. So 2018 happens to be our 50th anniversary. So we've been doing this for quite some time now. J.D. Power started out conducting automotive research. We've branched out over the years into other industries. We conduct a lot of research in the finance and insurance industries, travel industry, and so on. But really, at our core, we still focus very heavily on the automotive sector. That's a big part of our business. We conduct consumer surveys, and those are reflected through the public results that we publish. A lot of times our awards from those studies appear in various advertisements that people may see. That's really the basis of the work we do. We conduct independent evaluations of products or services within the market. So in the automotive space, that could be the quality, which we've discussed here today. It could be the satisfaction with the vehicle itself. It could be the satisfaction with the sales experience or even the service experience. We try to reflect the total vehicle owner experience from purchase to disposition. So when they go to look for a new vehicle, we want to measure that experience as well so we can help the manufacturers improve the customer experience. So we do some studies that reflect those various aspects of the customer experience. The initial quality study is one of those. We also look at longer-term quality of the vehicle through our vehicle dependability study, which looks at 3 years of ownership. So how do some of these problems that we see at the initial quality point of 90 days transpire into the quality metrics at 3 years of ownership? So that's a really critical area for us, along with, like I said, the sales satisfaction and service satisfaction side of the auto business.
That's great, Brett. Keep up the great work, and we'll talk with you again soon.
Great. Thanks, Bob. Thanks.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.